Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today he talks to a million every day. It is my pleasure, my deepest joy, to introduce to you today radio broadcaster Mr. Kim of North Korea. And after I retell his story, using mostly his own, translated of course, words, from a testimony that he gave recently at a Voice of the Martyrs function, I'm going to tell you how you can hear one of those daily broadcasts right here on Sermon Audio. Lord willing, this audio series of his will continue several times a week. Mr. Kim is a North Korea defector. He now lives in South Korea with 12 or 13,000 others in his situation. 300,000 more are scattered across China and Southeast Asia. They live as beggars. Even though Kim was a commissioned officer in the North Korean military, he joined the line of North Korea beggars in China when he became disillusioned by the system of that other Kim ruling North Korea. North Korea defectors hide out in China trying to avoid the Public Security Bureau of that nation. If they're caught, these national traitors will be sent back to prison or execution. The only people they can rely on are the Korean Chinese churches. He decided to go to one of those churches in Yanji, that's in China. Here are his words. "The church opened the door to me. But the moment I passed through the door, I got to meet a stranger known as God. We were introduced in a worship service. As days went by, I came to the conclusion that God was actually the same as Kim Jong-il. Both made promises about people's futures and destinies. The scriptures quoted sounded a lot like Kim quotations. Of course, I had learned that those quotations were worthless. Even prayer time reminded me of how we learn to criticize ourselves in the life harmony period every week. It made me very sad. There was even a trinity like we had, leader, party, people. 600 songs of praise to the Kims were in our North Korea songbooks, but the Christian hymnal I now used had only 558 songs. I felt the invisible Christian God must be weaker. I felt sorry for these people. The truth is, I refused God, but I couldn't leave because I had nowhere to go, nothing to eat. One day I overheard the prayers of some of these Christians. The temperature was minus 30, but they were sweating due to the passion of their prayers. They prayed for my starving people and the defectors wandering around China. How could I criticize people like this? Still, when I was asked to copy the entire Bible by hand as part of discipleship training, well, it was too much. The pastor said he'd send me to South Korea if I copied the Bible one time. But I abandoned this project, left the church. It was February of 1997. I wandered around until I found a ship getting ready to sail to South Korea. While waiting, I was arrested. They put handcuffs on me and forced me to return to North Korea due to the fact that I was a high-level military officer and I'd tried to board a ship to South Korea. The PSB turned me over to the state security agent, who began to torture me terribly as they interrogated me. All of the bones in my fingers were broken. My mouth was torn. I came to have blood all over my body and was sent to my prison cell after less than an hour. After 9 days, three of my fellow officers showed up. It looked like a public trial was coming with the resultant public execution. I began to pray to the God I had rejected. All during the 3 days trip to the location of the execution, I prayed desperately for God's help. I told him I wanted to live, that I'd give my life to him if he saved me. The soldiers began to ridicule me. They thought I was so crazy that they began to be a little careless in their guarding of me. As we neared Pyongyang, our destination, I stood up to go to the washroom, thinking how I could make my break. The bathroom was in such bad shape that the officer kept his distance behind me. It seemed that maybe this would be my chance to escape. Without thinking it through, I just jumped off the moving train by launching my whole body through the window frame. I must have aged 1,000 years in that moment. I knew I had to risk death if I wanted to live. That's the end of that quote. Not the end of the story, but time constraints on the blog, and I'm reading from my blog, make me have to divide this story up. I will continue the story in my next time together with you. Meanwhile, why not listen to the very voice of Mr. Kim as he reads from the first chapters of Matthew, presents a Bible drama about those chapters, and then reads from Richard Wurmbrand's Tortured for Christ. One thing, it is all in the Korean language, North Korean dialect, in fact. You can listen as long as you can, but you got to tell your Korean friends about this exciting man and his message and how to find it on Sermon Audio. And pray for Mr. Kim. Pray for his safety. Pray for his encouragement. 1 million North Koreans can tune him in every day on shortwave radio. Can you imagine how powerfully Jesus Christ is being represented in North Korea this very day? What a breakthrough. What an opportunity. On the blog site, I give the link to the sermon. If you want the link, you just go to either the homepage of Sermon Audio or mine, and where it says find, you type in, He talks to a million every day. That sermon will come up, or that program, and you can listen to it. It's the first of, we hope, many of these. I have a lot of them. I think I'll be putting on one a day. God bless you today. Thanks for listening. For the written copy of what you just heard, go to the homepage here at Sermon Audio. Again, type in something, this time Hackberry, where it says find. Click on the link that comes up, then click on weblog. And also on that page, you can access a lot of Bible teachings that I've put on Sermon Audio through the years, and much more information about North Korea. Thank you for your prayers. God is hearing us. He's doing things. Pray that He'll have His complete way in Chosun and in mine and your life too. Amen.